The Gemara and Daf Yud Amid Beis. Omer Rav Chanan, Afilu Balach Halomis Oimeloi LaAdam. Even if a Balach Halomis, Rashi in Sanhedrin, the Flamit says this referring to a Malach that's Memunan Halomis. That means even if a Malach tells a person, Lemocha Humeis, tomorrow you're going to die. Al Yim Na'atzmim Na'rachimim, you should still not stop davening and not give up hope about Tfilas and Brachmanas from the Eibishter. Shenema, that even though they are chaloimis, but at the end of the day, they are havolim, and a person should not cease to daven, kis elokim yirei, and that's a chiddush that the B'chonin says over here. There's a hemshcha of the previous Gemara that we had with Yeshaya Novi and Chizkiyo ben Amoitz, that afilu cheiv chad b'nachzat tzavorei, ayidna atzmei min harachamim. And the Chayre, what's the Chiddush? We just had this last Gemara. What's the Hosafa? What's the Chiddush in this new Memra? The Chayre, the difference is that till now it was even when Yeshaya, even when a Novi tells you, so Yeshayish Ben Rachmim. But here it's talking about even more than that. Even a Malach is even more than a Novi. Even if a Malach tells you Lemocha Atameis, still Al Yim Nasim Ben Rachmim. Zok the Gemara. Miyad, now the Gemara goes back to the Maisa with Chizkiyo HaMelech. After he realized that he has to daven because he's going to lose his chilek in Olam Haba, by Yosef Chizkiyo upon him alakir, by Yispalel Hashem, Zog the Gemara, my kir, what does it mean, Lashon of kir? He turned his face to the wall. Pashas, it means he stood by the wall. We take a derive this din that the person when he davens, he shouldn't have a dove mafsik bein elevein akir. That's taka learn from here. Shlei mafsik bein elevein akir. The matcha brings that if a person has people that are standing in front of him and then there's a wall, that's not called a mafsik. When the other are not considered mafsikim, they're not choitzim. But besides the pash sakra, vayosef chizkiyo ponav elakir, what is the lashon of kir? Zok the gemara my kir, om reb shim melokish mikirois liboy. He davened from the depth of his heart. It's a lashon of tefillah. Shenemar may I ochilo kirois libi. Reb Levi Omar anupshat al iske hakir. He davened in regard to the iske hakir. Omer lefonav ribayin sheloilam. He drew the following kavuchomer. Uma shunamis shloi os elakir achas ktano hech yeses beno. The shunamis, all she prepared was one small kir. When Elisha came and stayed by her, so she built a kir. Gemara soon is going to say it means another room or a wall or an addition on the roof, an additional floor. Al kaponim, all she did was she added a kir achas ktano, and because of that, Elisha was mechayez bino, hechayez bino. So Avi Abba, so Chizkiyo HaMelech said Avi Abba. So Gvashi Shloima, meaning Shloima HaMelech, Shechipes HaHechel Kula B'Kesev Ezov. He was Mechapet HaHechel B'Kesev Ezov. Al Achas Kama V'Kama. That what? That you should, in the Kavach HaMez, Al Achas Kama V'Kama. Madach Elisha was Mechaya the Ben after he died. So now that I'm not dead, so for sure I should have a Chelik in Olam Haba. Madach is Mechaya, by the Shunamis, he was Mechaya Ben, that was already, there was any nifta, he was able to mechayim. So for sure by me, we have the schus of Avi Abba, of Shlomo HaMelech, I should not fall into the oynish of being meis l'olam haba. Meaning, if he can be mechayim, someone that was already nifta, so for sure it could prevent me from being meis, meaning from l'olam haba. Continues the Gemara and Darshan, the Psukim, that Chizkiyo HaMelech said, he talked about himself that he was in Salachti Lefanecha Be'emes Uvelev Sholem. He was totally B'schus Atzmei, the Gemara is going to say soon. V'atoy B'enecha Osisi. May V'atoy B'enecha Osisi. Omer Avido Merav, Shesomach Gula L'Tfila. He was Soymach Gula L'Tfila, like we said before, the Maila of Soymach Gula L'Tfila Be'vasikin. Reb Levi Omer, the schus that he had was Shegona Sefer Refuos. He was going to Sefer Refuos, and Rashi says, Kadeshi Vakshu Rachamim. There was a Sefer Refuos. The fact that he was going as it, people did not rely on this book of remedies, but rather they was Pal Tadei Bishta. There were six things that Chizkiyo HaMelech did. Al gimel hoydeloy. Three of them, the Chacham Ramayda, and they commended him on it. Val gimeloy hoydeloy. Al shloisha hoydeloy. Number one, gona sefer refuos. He was going as a sefer refuos, so people should daven to the Eibishter. V'hoydeloy. Next thing that they were moida to him, chitet nechash nechoshes. He destroyed the nechash nechoshes b'mei Moshe Rabbeinu in order that people shouldn't think that the nechash, the nechosh is mei misum chaya, the nechosh is heals, but rather is the Eibishter. It shouldn't turn into an Avodah Zarah. V'hoydeloy. The third thing they were moida to him, gire atzmois oviv, al mita shel chavolim. His father was in Russia. So he did not give him a royal treatment levaya, but rather he carried him in a regular coffin, a bed of strings. So simple, like a simpleton. So Rashi, not like Melochim go b'mitas kesev ezov. So he did it either in order to people should realize that this is the end of Rishoyim. Achaz was a Rasha. And Rashi in Psochim Nunvav says that he did it for the Kaporas Oviv, his father Shavu Kapora. Al Koponim, he was Gira Atzmeis Oviv. So over there, that was the third thing that Hoydeloi. Val Gimeloi Hoydeloi, there were three things they were not moided to. Number one, Sosa Mei Gichoin Veloi Hoydeloi. He closed up the Mei Gichoin Veloi Hoydeloi. Meaning that this was in the time of war when Melech Ashur came to attack, so he tried to cut off the water system. So the taina was he should have been Batech Bashem, like the Novi told him he's going to succeed. So loy hoydeloy. Second thing, loy hoydeloy, kitzes dalsas hechel v'shogam Melech Ashur. Likewise, he took the dalsas hechel, or he took the kesev azov off the dalsas, and he gave it to Melech Ashur as an appeasement. So again, he should have been Batech Bashem. So again, was loy hoydeloy. The third thing was iber nisan benisan, meaning the month of Nisan, you're allowed to be ma'aber and make two others as long as it's not Nisan yet. But once it's ready, it's v'shchodesh Nisan, you can't be ma'aber, you can't make 2 months of Nisan. So he was iber nisan benisan. The Gemara's hamin at least now is that it was already hit v'shchodesh Nisan, and then he was ma'aber the month prior. The reason why he did it is because the word Tmei Avodah Zarah, whoever was Avodah Zarah is considered Tumas Avodah Zarah. So in order to bring the Korban Pesach, he needed an extra month. But Al-Koponim Loi Hoideloi, you can't be Ma'aber once already hits Chodesh Nisan. Avdem Frek the Gemara, Umi Lesle the Chizki Yachodesh Azel Achem Chodesh Chodoshim, how could he be Ma'aber Chodesh Nisan after he already hit Nisan? You only can be Ma'aber, make two adders before it's Rosh Chodesh. Once it's Rosh Chodesh, it's Rosh Chodeshim. Rosh Chodeshim, you can't suddenly change it and make it not Rosh Chodeshim. Zog Mo Zen Nissen. Vein Achen Nissen. Elo Zog Mo Tov Bid Shmuel. There was a Machlekes Chizkio held, not like Shmuel's member. The Oma Shmuel. Ein Ma Abrinus Ashon Abiyoim Shloishim Shal Adar. Shmuel held that not just obviously, you can't be ma'aber once it already hits Nissen. But Shmuel held, you can't even be ma'aber two adders when it's lamed adder, because it's already too close, some of nearer to Nissen. Hoil v'roy l'koy v'nissen. Since on lamed, it could be a chaser, so mele, it can end up being chodesh Nissen on lamed. Lamed adder could be chodesh Nissen. So mele, you can't be ma'aber the shon anymore once it's ready lamed. So Chizkiya held no. Sovar hoil v'roy loy amrinon. We don't say hoil v'roy l'koy v'nissen, and you could be ma'aber even though it's lamed. Lamed adder, he held, you could be ma'aber, and that was the machlekes, and that was the loy hoy deloy. Zog de Gemara. Om Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Yosi Ben Zimra. Kol ha-toyle b'schus atzmoi. Whoever is toyle in his own schus, Chizkiya was toyle in his own schus, he said, the Pasuk says, Zchor ner es ha-shes ha-lachti lefonecho. So toyle loy b'schus acherim. We're toyle b'schus acherim. It's not a mile to be toyle b'schus atzmoi. A person has to look at himself. The Meiri says that he's a choyte, he's not a chosid. So it's not, the ideal thing is to be toyle b'schus oves. Toyle b'schus acherim, not b'schus atzmai. So because of that, they were toyle b'schus acherim. V'chol ha-toyle b'schus acherim, whoever is toyle b'schus acherim, so toyle b'schus atzmai, then taker, they're toyle b'schus atzmai. And the Gemara brings, Moshe toyle b'schus acherim, Moshe was toyle b'schus oves, shenema, schol avrom li tzok li, schol avdecho, so toyle b'schus atzmai. So at the end of the day, they were turning hischus. Shenemar vayomer lahashmidim lulei Moshe b'chiroi omad b'feretz lefonov lahoshiv chamosoi mehashchis. So it says that lulei Moshe b'chiroi because of the schus atzmai. Chizki tole b'schus atzmai. Bashingin chizki was tole b'schus atzmai. Chiziv schones asher salachti lefonecho. So Mimela, Tolalay Bishus Acherim, the Vitoil in Schus Acherim Shenemer, Viganoisi Elaira Zois, Loishio, Lemani, Uleman David Avdi. So Vitoil Bishus Acherim, the Vitoil Bishus David. Now, even though the Gemara before says that Chizki was Toil Bishus Avi Abba, and he said that Kalachoima, Avi Abba, Shechipas Ahechel Kulu Bikesav Zov, so that's maybe not part of the Tefillah. That was before the Tefillah. He drew the Kal Choyma. But in the Tefillah itself, he said, Shalach de lefanecho, he was told b'schus atzmai. Zog the Gemara, v'hainin Reb Shu ben Levi, don't Reb Shu ben Levi. Mai dechsiv, hinei l'sholoim mar li. Mar, it's bitter, afilu b'shosh shigul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sholoim, mar hu loy. That means, even though when the Eibishter answered his Tefillah, and he shigul HaSholoim, it's still mar, because he was told b'schus atzmai. And that's why Tolalei B'schus Acherim, that's called Mar, that's not the ideal. Ideal is to be Tolalei B'schus Acherim, B'schus Ovis, like Moshe Rabbeinu, and then the Eibush is Tolalei B'schus Atzmoi. Zog the Gemara, Nas eno aliyes kiyo ktano. The Gemara darshaning now the Psukim with the Shunamis and Elisha. The Shunamis said, Nas eno aliyes kiyo ktano. Let's build a wall. Rav Shmuel, there's a machlekes chadom aliyah prua hoysa. There was a attic that did not have a ceiling. Did not have a roof. It was poor. It was revealed. It was open. Vikirua. And she covered it. She created a roof. That's a Lashon Kir. She gave him his privacy, a private room upstairs in the attic that was open. And she put a kir on it. She put a ceiling on it. There was a big room. So in order to give him his privacy, chilkul shnayim, to make the guest, to make Elisha feel comfortable, she was mechalak the room to two. She pushed it. Split the room, she put a kier, she built a wall down the middle, so she was mechalak the room to two. So it's talking about Bishlam Lamandoma Achsadra. Bishlam Lamandoma says that it was a big room, and she split it into two with a wall. Hanidach Sif Kier, that's a Lashon Kier. Kier means a wall. Elamandoma Aliyah, it's talking about my kier, what's a Taichin Kier? It's talking about Shekirua. It's like a new Taichin Kier. Kier usually means wall. Over here, Kier means Shekiruha, that she built a ceiling. She closed it off with a kir and she roofed it. Shekirua means she roofed it. So Gemara Bishlam and the Mandoma Aliyah. Now the Gemara says forget the Mandoma. It says that it was a roof and she closed off and she roofed it. Hanidach Siv Aliyas. It says Aliyas kir. Aliyah means it's an abode that's above. That's like a rooftop. El Mandoma Chsadra. My Aliyas. What does Aliyas kir mean? So Gemara Meula Shevabatim. She gave him a Meula Shevabatim, an ideal, a supreme, a beautiful. Meulah Shabbatim, a beautiful home. Zok the Mora, she continued and she said, "V'nosim lo yisham mita v'shulchan v'kisa menoira." Give him a bed, a table, a chair, and a menoira, a lantern. Omer Rabbi Vitem Reb Yitzchok, "Haroitz lehonois." If someone wants to be nana, so Yehenek Kelisha. If someone wants to be nana from other people in this world, so then he should be nana like Elisha. Elisha took the minimum basics: a mita, shulchan, kisa menoira. The Mashal Bevarns, Be'etzem, we know Seinem HaTanez Yichya. If Seinem HaTanez Yichya, so why is it permissible? What do you mean? HaRoitze Lehanis Yanis Kalisha? So he says, one of the Peshotim, he says that by an Adam Choshuv, so the Nesina is good for the Kabbalah for the person giving. So since Yemahan and Adam Choshuv, he's not receiving, you're getting. You're getting by the fact that you're able to give him. That's how she looked, the Shunamis looked at it. She was able to give to Elisha. If Aroitz Elahonis, that type of Hanoi you're allowed to do, when you're Goyim Chesed with someone else, Elisha was Goyim Chesed, he was Mechaya the Ben. But that type of Nesina is Taka, a Kabbalah for the giver, and that type of Hanoi is not a contradiction to Seinem HaTanez Yichya. Zok Demor V'Shein Aroitz Elahonis, and if someone does not want to be Nana from someone else, Al Yehenna, it's ideal, indeed, it's also ideal, Al Yehenna. Zok Drashi, V'Ein B'Dover Lo Mishum Gases Ruach V'Lo Mishum Sina. It's not called gaiv, it's not haughtiness not to be nana. It doesn't cause sinna. You don't have to be nana, you don't have to take. Zog Dumel Kishmuel Ramosi. Like Shmuel Ramosi Shenemite says, Vetshuvosoi Horamosa. Kishon Besoi. His home, his abode was in Ramosa. Vom Rabbi Yechanan Vidashan Shkol Mokam Shahalach Shom Besa Imoy. Wherever he went, his home was with him. He didn't want to be netted from other people. He had his chair with him. He had his mita with him. He had his basic needs. He had always with him in order not to be netted from others. They say that a blaze of silver wore a cylinder, a top hat. In there, he always kept the chicken. He didn't want to be netted from other people. He didn't eat other people's. He made his own chicken he had. That was called Mokam Shahalach Besa Imoy. Zogti Gemara. Vatoimer El Isha, she told her husband. The Shunamis told her husband. Hine no yadati. Now I realize ki ish elakim kodeshu. He's an ish kodesh. Zogti Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yosef Chanina Mikan. From here we can derive. She isha makeres ba'orchin yoyse mina ish. A woman can recognize and discern the virtues, the milas of the guests, even more than an ish. Zogti Gemara. Kodesh Meno Yoda. Kodesh, how did she know he was a Kodesh Meno Yoda? So Gemara Machlok is Rav and Shmuel. Rav Ushmuel Chad Omar, Shalagos Zvuv Oivra Shulchanoi. She did not see a Zvuv, even a fly, that passed by his table. There was no, he was an Ish Kodesh. Meaning, the end of the Pasuk says, Lashon of Tomid. The end of the Pasuk is, Ish Kodesh Oivalenu Tomid. So the Mashar explains, that it's like a carbon tomid, just like in the base of Mikdash. There was a mila, there was a nes, l'nira zvuv. So here also, he was like a carbon tomid. The meaning, ish kodesh oivaleinu tomid, like the carbon tomid in the base of Mikdash, there's no zvuvim. So here also by him, he was ish kodesh, that he was like a carbon tomid, so to speak, similar to the base of Mikdash. Another pshat, why she saw he was ish kodesh, is because taka it was tomid, meaning tomid, not as the carbon tomid, but it was constant. It wasn't stam b'mikra. There was no zvuv in one occurrence. It was constantly. There was never a zvuv there. If it's ikroi ba'alma, that would not be a raya. It was taka tomid, ish kodesh oivalenu tomid. So that's the raya that lenira zvuv. It was tomid al shachani without a zvuv, and that's a raya. It was ish kodesh. That's all pshat in one man domer. The chad omer, the other man domer says, sadin shal pishtin etzio al mitosai. She placed the sadin of pishtin on his bed, v'le rozik keri olav. So she didn't see Kerry. So he was a Kaddishu. Om Rabbi Yis Bechnina, who Kaddish? Even though he was Kaddish, Elisha was Kaddish. Umesharsoi, his Mesharas, Gechazi, ain't a Kaddish, he wasn't Kaddish. Why do we know so? Shenem, because it says, Vayigash Gechazi lahadofo. Gechazi, when she came after when her son was Nifta, and she came to Elisha after she was Zechet to a Ben, that he should be Mechai the Ben, heal him, and he was Mechai Mesim. So, Vayigash Gechazi lahadofo. Gechazi came lahadofa, zogt gemorah mir b'yesi b'chanino, she'ochsa b'hoid yofyo. He was oichazer b'hoid yofyo, zogt rashi b'dadero. So he wasn't the ish kodesh, he was the opposite of an ish kodesh. Zogt gemorah oivaleinu tomid, now we dash in the end of this pasuk. Ish kodesh oivaleinu tomid, omer b'yesi b'chanino, b'shum abil yezim bin yankiv, kolam ha'reach tamit chochem b'zeich b'esoy. Whoever's ma'reach tamit chochem in his home, u'mahaneu min chosof, and he's mahanehim, ma'ilal of ha'kosof, kilo makriv, t'midin. That's what we dash in the end of the pasuk. Oivel and the tomid. If you mahana a tamid chochem, is if you make a common tomid. Zok the gemara for Omer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Mishum Rabbi Loz Miyankiv. Al yamid od b'makom gavoya v'ispal. Person should not stand on a high place and daven on a stool. Ela b'makom namuch v'ispal, but rather in a low place. That's taka the minig in old shuls in Europe, in Germany. There was a minig that they had three steps going down. A kiyam din of mamakim, like the Gemara says. Shenema mimamakim kurasicha Hashem. So you take a go down three steps. So that's called mimamakim. The Goyin in Imre Noyim says that it's loshen rabim mimamakim, because the anivus, the hominus, has to be in two aspects. Side of mokim has to be memamakim, and side of baltvila, the shatz, the shechzibu, has to be a person that's an onav. So it's a lashon rabbi mimamakim, that a person should not be haughty, but he himself should be the mokim namuch, and he should be namuch, so to speak, not an odim that's a balgaiva. Zok maltani ami hochi, likewise we learned, lo yamed odim lo yalgabi kisei. Person should not stand damage from the esrei on his chair. V'logabe shrafraf. Shrafraf is a stool. V'loy b'mokim gavoya, or anything that's high. V'yispalo and davin. Ela b'mokim nomuch, but rather, you should be in a mokim nomuch v'yispalo. V'shein gavas v'fina mokim. There's no hordes haughtiness in front of the Eibishter. Shenemim imamakim krosicha Hashem. Uksiv tefila lo oni ki yatoiv. That a tefila has to be like an oni. So again, that's the opposite of standing on a makom gavoya. The ma'aser, the lashon haGemara over here is that he shouldn't stand loy gabe kisei, veloy gabe shafrif, veloy makom gavoya. Let it just say loy makom gavoya. What's unique about kisei and shafrif? Why are they singled out? So the Beis Yosef in Siman Sadi, he brings b'shem the Magid Abuav. He says the reason why the Gemara singles out kisei and shafrif is because the chiddush by these two are that even if it's pachas b'gimel tvachim, since a person might be nervous, he might fall off it. So then, even those that are pachas b'gimel, makom gavoya stam means gimel tvachim, because less than gimel tvachim is aras michta, it's lavud. Mashenkin by kisei and shafrif, even pachas b'gimel, he brings b'shem Mari Abuav, it will be also because you are scared and you won't be able to concentrate b'mechavim b'shas tvila. Others say the pshat is why a person should not stand on something is because it's like the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Just like an avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, you cannot have a dovah choitzes beinoy levein HaMikdash, the floor. So there also, you can't have a dovah choitzes. L'maisa l'halocha, if you have a makom gavoya, that's roichev. You have a bima sometimes, that's a makom gavoya, but it's roichev, so it's reshus b'fnei atzmoy, so then it's mutter, then there's no chashash that you're going to fall. And also pachas migimel, it's taka, pachas migimel is mutter, because we say it's aris michta. Zog the mov, Rabbi Yosef, b'chanin mishum lozim yankiv. Hamispalo tzoch shichav nizraglov. You should keep your feet together like we do by Shmoneh Esrei. Shenem av ragleim regel yishoro. Meaning, like a malach. Malachim have ragleim regel yishoro. So either by tefillah, we have to be like a malach taka. We have to be together. Even someone that can stand for Shmoneh Esrei. Someone is in a wheelchair, someone is sitting, he's a choyla, still should keep his feet together. B'dievet, if he can't, then it's mutter to daven even not, if he has no choice. Zogdom av omer b'yeis b'chanin m'shum loz min yankov. Ma'i d'chsiv, what's pshan de posik? Lo'y soichlu al adam. Pashas is going on the is of achilas dam. But lo'y soichlu al adam, lo'y soichlu koidem shetispalu al dimchem. Do not eat before you daven al dimchem. Ki adam wa nefesh, before you daven for your nefesh. Do not eat before davening. Lo yisoichu al adam, do not eat koidim sheispalu al dimchem, before you mispalu for your dam, for your nefesh. Zog demor, om Rabbi Yitzchak, om Rabbi Yechon, om Rabbi Yosef, b'chanina, mishum loz min Yaakov. A different member. Kol ha'oichu v'shoi sevacha mispalu, whoever eats and drinks, and then he davens, all of ha'kos v'oimel, v'oisi yishlachta achei gavecho, you threw me after gavecho, after your own needs, your own body. Gavecho means your body. You first attended to your own needs, to eat, to drink. You satiated. Now you go daven. So oisi yishlachte acha gavecho. Atiki gavecho ele geyecho. Geyecho means your gaive, so to speak. Oma kosh bochu, la'acha shenizgoye ze. After you were nizgoye, you had your meal. So then, kibel of malchus shemayim. Now you're mekabel of malchus shemayim. So the bi'alocha brings, the nafkamina is, between the two reasons, there's two reasons over here. There's two psukim brought. One is leisochel adam. The Gemara says leisochel koyim shetispalu al dimchem before you mispalu for your dimchem for damu hanefesh. And the second pasuk Gemara brings vaoisi shlachto acha gavecho. Omer kosh bochel acha shenizga kiblov malchus shemaim. Zok to be aloch. The nafkamina is that the nafkamina between two reasons is the first reason is talking about tefillah. The second reason is talking about kriyashma. It says, "La'achas nizgoy kiblo malchus shemayim." So the nafkamina between the two reasons here that it's negayah for tefillah and it's negayah for kriyashma. It's negayah for both. You need two psukim taka. One is kriyashma, one is tefillah. And that would be nafkamina choyla. Let's say for someone who has to eat, he has to eat. He's allowed to eat. La'aloch, if someone has to eat, he can't daven because he's ill. So choyla is allowed to eat. Al kaponim, even though you didn't daven yet, if you say kriyashma, at least you're not. You don't have the posuk of. Meaning that la'achas nizga kiblo malchus shemayim. So say kriyashma be kabel malchus shemayim first. So that'll be enough kamina too. Zog d'gemar Reb Shua ima ad gimel shoyis. Reb Shua says that the soiv zman kriyashma shal shachris. Reb Eliezer says it's ad neitzachama, very short time period. Reb Shua says b'shiyake tolnet. Reb Shua says it's ad gimel shoyis, and that's what we pass on halacha. You have until gimel shoyis. Omer Rav Yudah Mashmul, Halach Rabbi Shua. The Halach is Takalak Rabbi Shua. Now that's the pavus. This is the yisoid of the machlekes between the Magen Avraham and the Goyin. The Gimel Shoyes, according to the Magen Avraham, it starts from Alois, Gimel Shoyes from them, from then, and according to the Goyin, it's the Gimel Shoyes from Netzach Hamo. That's the two zmanim, the zman of the Magen Avraham and the zman of the Goyin, is when do the Gimel Shoyes start? So the Gemara, Koyre Mikan Ve'elach, if someone reads Kriyashma, B'dievet obviously, but if he doesn't read it b'zmanim and he reads it after Gimel Shoyes, so the Mishnah said, Loi Hifsid, at the end of the day, he wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah of Bekumecha, because it's Acha Gimel Shoyes, but Loi Hifsid, at the end of the day, he's not worse than Kriya B'Teira, because Kriya Shema is a parish in the Teira. So Loi Hifsid, he read Teira. Om Rav Chizal Ma'ukva, Uvavach Le'yoy Me'yoy Tse'ar, even though it's Loi Hifsid K'Kriya B'Teira, but Yoy Tse'ar, you can't say anymore. Fakt Mola Meisvei, HaKorim Mikan Ve'elech Loi Hifsid, it says that if you read it, Mikan Ve'elech Loi Hifsid, Ko'odom Shu Kriya B'Teira. It says clearly, like an Odom Shekoreh B'Torah, Avol, but you could, even though you can't be Mekayim Kriya Shema anymore and you only are Kekoreh B'Torah, Avol Mevorech U'Shtayim L'Foneh V'Achaz L'Chareel. It says clearly, not like Rav Chizda just said. Rav Chizda just said, V'Vach L'Yoyim Yoy Tzor, you did not make the Brochas L'Foneh. Here it says clearly, Avol Mevorech U'Shtayim L'Foneh V'Achaz L'Chareel. Tiyufta to Rav Chizda, Tiyufta. We see clearly a Tiyufta in Rav Chizda. And that the Gemara answers, Ike de Amri, Om Rav Chizda, Om Ma Ukva. Or actually, no, it's a tshuftan of Chizda. That's the first memory. It's a tshuftan of Chizda. And according to this tshufta, it seems clearly that you mevarach shtayim lefaneh v'achaz l'achareel. And it's not like Rav Chizda says that uvat shal yom yoytzar. Ikedami, the second memory is, Ikedami says, om Rav Chizda om ha'ukva, my loy hifsid. That's good for taichin loy hifsid. Before we said loy hifsid, kodem shekari b'teira, that you don't have kriya shema de mitzvah, but you have kari b'teira. But avada yoytz or not. Zogt Rav Chizda in the second lishna, ikad amri, om Rav Chizda om ha'ukva, maile hifsid, shle hifsid brochas. That means the brochas, you can say, the brochas are independent of kriyashma. Even though you're not yoytz kriyashma, but le hifsid, because you're not mafsid the brochas taka. This is taka, like we said before, we mentioned of Tessam and Beis, that are the brochas a birchas kriyashma? Over here we see, no, it's independent. It's not a birchas kriyashma. It's a broch of yoytzar. That'll be the nafkamina legabe karbonis in the morning. It says, mashkim marivim b'chol yoyim v'oyimim shema yisrael Hashem l'ken Hashem echad. The goyin says not to say shema yisrael Hashem l'ken Hashem echad, because he mafsit kriyashma with the brochas. And the brochas are birchas kriyashma. So that's really the nafkamina. Is it a birchas kriyashma or is it a birchas yoytzar? Tani Nami Hochi, likewise we learned in the Braisa, Hakori Mikan Ve'elech Lo Hifsid, Yutaka Nad Mavsid, meaning, Ko'odem Shekori B'Torah, Ava Mevorech U'Shtayim Lofanei V'Achaz L'Chareel, meaning Lo Hifsid HaBrochus. Omer Rav Mani, God Lakori Kriyash Ma'boi Noso, someone reads Kriyash Ma'boi Noso, meaning, in its proper time, is Yoyser Me'o Oysig B'Torah, is even greater than Oysig B'Torah. Why? Since it says Hakorim Mikan Ve'Elach Lo Hifsid, someone who reads Kriya Shema after this man is Lo Hifsid, called him Hakorim B'Torah. He's like a person that's Korim B'Torah. Michal the Korim Bar Nosa Odif. Meaning, if you read it after this man, then you're like Korim B'Torah. But Mashma that if you read it this man, then it's even Odif than Korim B'Torah. So from here we see that Korim Kriya Shema Bar Nosa is Yoyser Me'Oisik B'Torah, even greater than Oisik B'Torah. Frek the Rashba, what do you need as a cheshbon? A diak that this is Kari B'Torah. Mashmi, if you do it earlier, it's even more than that. It's not, it's more than Kari B'Torah, because Bar Nos is not a, is the Chatchila Dikadin. In fact, the Rashba, you have a partial reason why Kriya Shema is more than Torah. Kriya Shema is Torah and Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, and Torah is only Torah. Kriya Shema has both Nekudas in it. Is that Kriya Shema and Talmud Torah, and Torah is only Torah. Zok the Rashba, that the Chiddush is, that the Chiddush Tak is, that Kira, the Kriya Shema, is even more than shoyna, meaning than harving and learning, because the Kriya Shema Taka has both. But the Chiddush is, even though you're a Kira and you're not a shoyna, from here the Achronim Taka being a Raya, the Beis Ephraim and others, that if someone could be Oisik and Torah Shebal Peh, and he's Oisik and Torah Shebiksav, so it's a gather of Bittul Torah, because Be'etzim, it's only over here is this Chaddish that Kriya Shema is Yoisa, because it's Isbeitarti, even though it's Koira and that's Shoina. Bashenk and Stam, if a person has a choice to be Koira or Shoina, then Avada, Shoina is more. and it's not nischadish this din. Only by kriyishma it's nischadish this din because ta'at isbu. But if a person can learn Torah Shabbat Peh and he's only learning Torah Shabbat Ksav, Zok the base of Ephraim from this Rashi we see it's a gedo bittul Torah. Why are you saying this chiddush in kriyishma is more than oisik b'Torah? Tema afilu tefillah nami. By tefillah you have the same chiddush. The amrim on perkam de Shabbos koin onu mafsikim in the kriyishma bein tefillah. We stop Talmud Torah sefer kriyishma sefer tefillah. So we see kriyishma is more than Torah and tefillah is also. So why is this chiddush in gola kari kriyishma? It's by tefillah is greater than Torah from the Gemara in Shabbos that you mafsikin. Bein le kriyishma, bein le tefila. You stop Talmud Torah for kriyishma and tefila. So k'teis v'yesh lo'ima adochi komar. Yoyse me oisek b'teira pama cheres shaloi b'shas kriyishma. The chiddush is that gol ha'kuri kriyishma is not the fact that you're mafsikin. No. The fact that kuri kriyishma is yoyse from Torah even not at the time that you are reading kriyishma. Meaning pama cheres shaloi b'shas kriyishma. It's even greater than the Talmud Torah, that Talmud Torah. But if someone is learning in the time to say Kriyishma, the Ma'iri, that's not a Chiddush. Vafilu b'tfila poisik. That you stop even for Tfila. Tfila and Kriyishma are both greater than Talmud Torah be'idna, meaning at the time that you have to daven or you have to say Kriyishma because his man is a veris. The Chiddush is, Octasis, that Gol Kriyishma is even greater than Pamacheres Shaloi b'shas Kriyishma. That's not a Chiddush because then it's not a din of Mafsikin. Now this that we can say Kriyishma until Gimel Shoyis and the halacha is like Rabbi Shua. So the Rosh Lamaisa brings the halacha 3 days, and it's brought down the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The 3 days, one day it says until Chatzos, at least b'di'eved. The another day is until Dalet Shoyis, meaning not the end of Gimel, but end of Dalet, like Rabbi Yehuda. And there's a shita that's even you have the whole day. The Rambam says b'di'eved you can say Kriyishma the whole day. And he brings B'Shem Rav Haigon that he passes still Dalet Shoyis, but the Rambam in Hilchos Tefila Taka says that you can mevarich even Kol Hayoyim. The question is if this is only by an Oynes or even by a Pshia. So the Torah clearly says that it's Dafka by an Oynes. So the question is, does that mean that's the Urcha de Milsa, that's an Oynes, or it's the urcha is that a person is nanas acht chatzos, but that doesn't mean lafuke pshia, but lahalocha lemaisa by oynes, a person can daven even say kriyishma bichaseh be oynes until chatzos, and if it's not an oynes, if it's a pshia, so then you have until shalavius, maybe you have another hour till shalavius. In the Das HaRambam, you can be'etzim compare it to B'shoch B'cho and Das Rambam Gamliel. Just like B'shoch B'cho means the whole night you have a Kriyash Mashal Aris, so the Rambam would understand that B'kumecho, B'yisoida means the whole day. It's the whole Zman of Kima. Not people get up, but the whole Zman of Kima. And the Harchoka, we say Gimel Shoyis Taka, of B'nei Melochim Komin. But that's all the Harchoka. So then B'di'evet maybe it would be Mutta Taka, even past the Zman. We'll stop over here by the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Amud Beis.